This is a short selection from Origins on Full Service Radio.
And we got there to Chez Panisse, and it was perfection. From your perspective, what does it take to make something so wonderful feel so effortless?
I think it takes a lot of focus from a lot of people and a priority of making people feel welcome. I hope the restaurant feels unpretentious. I want them right away to feel like, oh, I'm part of this family. You know, I can ask for what I want, or I can walk back in the kitchen. The doors are open. There's no doors, actually. That's a big part of it. I learned when I was 19 and living in France about that sense of a small restaurant and a community around it. I loved the attention to detail, but they were informal places. I felt welcome, and I learned so much. Food can make us well, and food can make us sick. And when one in two children is going to have diabetes, it's a serious, serious crisis. And I think we have a very broken food system that has been industrialized over the last 50 years. And it's frightening to really get into the detail of what our food is made of. And it's the reason that we're all trying to build an alternative system.
In the schools is where it should be happening. And then you have this, the other thing is where the kids are talking about it and learning.
It would be really great if we didn't have the middleman between the farm and the school. Maybe a nonprofit could help us out. But we want all the money to go directly to the farmer and the farm workers. 20% of our population is in school. I mean, it could change farming overnight if we did this. What remains to be done is to change our food system. I mean, really, globally change it. But it's for the future of our children and this planet. And we have an enormous possibility to do that right now. We have hunger. We have illness, we have climate change upon us, and we have great hope. We only had one menu every day.
Whose idea was that?
That was my idea, I have to say.
Good.
For the rest of the episode, visit origins.fullserviceradio.org or search the iTunes store for Origins.